stations, at least there were radio stations that would play Alison Krauss. Obviously, the Brad Paisley collaboration on Whiskey Lullaby was a pop, you know, country radio station hit. But Chris Stapleton also seems to be operating in that space where he's able to really throw back to the traditions of country music while also reaching an audience that's looking for something maybe beyond just, you know, Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Well, when you have a voice like he does, it's almost as if you can transcend all these things. And yeah, Blue Side of the Mountain is a great song. The Steel Drivers, his first band, are a really cool band.
Yeah, the reason that why I do like playing this song, Blue Side of the Mountain by the Steel Drivers, is because for those that are Chris Stapleton fans, I think sometimes they don't realize the connection to the Steel Drivers.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I think I saw the Steel Drivers in Boston before Chris Stapleton was Chris Stapleton with like 40 other people.
Yeah, and I know people that knew him from back in those days and said he was just, you know, an excellent person. And I think that featuring songs like this is a key part of the show. So the next song we have here is Blue Side of the Mountain by the Steel Drivers, of course, featuring Chris Stapleton. All right, dude, why don't you handle this next segment?
We're going to play The Mountain by Levon Helm, arguably one of the two or three greatest hillbillies or rednecks of all time.
Why don't I know him?
You know the band, right?
Yeah.
Well, Levon Helm, in this Southerner's opinion, was the band.
Okay.
one of the biggest controversies surrounding the band was over ownership of rights of the songs, and the reason they broke up is that Levon and Robbie Robinson could not agree on how much credit the band should get for royalties. Mm-hmm. But Levon's voice, to me, is the band. He didn't sing all the songs, but he sang every song you remember.
So is he traditionally placed in country music?
No, I wouldn't say traditionally. It depends. His later career, a lot of people would place that in country. So it's like kind of country southern rock.
Yeah.
Obviously, the band was a rock band. They were, people who don't know, they were Bob Dylan's backing band, and they made a lot of songs. But if you listen to those lyrics, they are very traditional. It's wild that The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down isn't considered a country song when it's so thematically country. Levon's from Arkansas. The rest of the band was from New York and Canada.
That's interesting. I didn't know that, actually. All right, here's The Mountain by Levon Helm.
I was born on this mountain a long, long time ago, before they knocked down the timber and stripped mine all the coal. When you rose up in the morning before it was daylight, you go down in that dark hole and come back up at night. I was born on this mountain, this mountain.
Are playing a lot of bluegrass. I don't think that's a coincidence, because there's a lot of connection between bluegrass and mountain music. And to be fair, if we're going to say that this is an episode about mountain music, it would probably be unfair to leave out bluegrass. Foggy Mountain Breakdown, if you're not a bluegrass fan, you're probably not going to like it, but I don't know that you get more classic or traditional music from the country, mountain music, than bluegrass.
If you're not a bluegrass fan, you're not going to like it, because there's a riff in here that you're going to be like, yeah, that's the one I've heard a million times. I think that while Foggy Mountain Breakdown might not be something everybody recognizes as a phrase, I think everybody recognizes the lick in this song.
Yeah, this is a song. If you know one bluegrass song, you know.
Other than Rocky Top.
Right. All right. Here's Foggy Mountain Breakdown by Earl Scruggs. Right. Well, we still have a number of songs coming up, songs by Obella Reed, Vince Gill, Coulter Wall, and a few others. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
The best country music ever made from the 70s to today for all of Northwest Wisconsin. WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM, 95.7 FM.
Country. It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to tell. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Mm-hmm.
two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country. Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking all about mountain songs and country music. Well, the mountain theme continues. Next up, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. Kind of another traditional tune that we're playing today. Another one that came from you, Drew. Tell us about it.
It's an old school song sang by an old school lady with an old school voice, High on the Mountain. It's not a Willie Nelson joint. That's not what it's about. This song was covered by Marty Stewart. I think Doc Watson did a version of it. I chose to go with the original. Ola wrote it because it's a mountain song, and her voice, to me, is the quintessential mountain woman voice. It is so rich, and it has that high lonesome sound that Hank Williams made famous, but was created in the foothills of the Appalachians. When people can perfect the high lonesome sound, you can almost tell that they felt the sadness. It's almost like, and this probably isn't true, but you feel like there's no way they could sound like that if they hadn't been heartbroken about 19 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a good example of mountain music that is often, I think, more country than bluegrass. In the sense that it's more of the country, more authentic to the country than what bluegrass became. Like bluegrass was almost like the Nashvilleification of what singer-songwriters like Ola Bell Reed were doing up in the mountains.
I think also that bluegrass was a musical tradition. We had standards, and we're going to play them, and then this old boy here that we ain't never met is real good at the banjo. He's going to go off for about 3 minutes, and we'll see if we can follow him. Whereas mountain music, yeah, it had a more country tradition because of the stories. The lyrics were a lot more important. I mean, even you pulled up her Wikipedia page, her story sounds like something out of a book. She's from Grassy Creek. She was the fourth of 13 children. She learned the clawhammer style banjo and sang old time songs with her whole family, only exclusively in the mountain region where they lived until she got older and traveled around. This is one of those stories of, like, you come up in the holler, and at first they don't trust you, but if you can get in good with them, you'll find out later that they all sing like angels, mm-hmm. and daddy makes the best moonshine this side of the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. That's country music where I'm from. That's mountain music.
All right. Up next, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. The next song, I think, is a great example of new songs, new artists singing very traditional, or in a very traditional way, either covering old traditional songs or doing new songs in old ways. The band is called Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain. Do you want to talk a little bit about this one?
Yeah, the front woman for Hooray for the Riff Raff is a New Orleans musician, and I love New Orleans, love that musical history there. And like many New Orleans musicians, she's worldly. She plays all different styles. If you go listen to her albums, it's not all traditional or country. But this song, I mean, it sounds like Blue Rock Candy Mountain from the top of the hour, but with a very modern twist, as you said. And I think that's a lot of what this show is trying to be about. And I'm from the Blue Ridge Mountains, so also I'm just a homer, you know. When she says my heart is a Blue Ridge Mountain, whoo, buddy.
Yeah, I think it's one of those that if you were to see it live or to listen to it, you might not know where to place it.
You wouldn't, because her voice and her style is so different. Like, if you're a musicologist or just a big music fan, you might immediately recognize that tune as being from the sort of American traditional music landscape. When she starts singing, you're like, well, that's not really where we are anymore, or we're in a different part of it anyway. But that's kind of what it's all about, right? That's why we share music, so people can do new stuff with it.
Yeah, and it's definitely a throwback and, you know, honoring, I guess, in a way, the traditions while adding a little bit of newness to it. So we'll play it now. The band is Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain. I love this next song because it pulls together so many great traditions in country music. You got religious imagery, you have the mountain as heaven, and it's from an artist, Vince Gill, that I think if you were listening to country music in the 80s and 90s, you were definitely listening to some Vince Gill.
Yeah, I don't know if he got extra money for every time this was played at a funeral, but if he did, he made a killing in the 90s because every great aunt and uncle of mine who died, somebody played or sung this at a funeral. Vince Gill is a country music artist who not just dabbled, had so much crossover in the gospel world because he grew up singing in church, and that voice is angelic. I mean, that is probably the most angelic male voice in country music, and this is such an emotional song, and it's powerful. It really is. Even if you're not particularly religious or those kinds of things make you uncomfortable, you can't really deny the power of Vince Gill singing to this loved one, hey, your time here is done. You've earned your rest. Go get it.
And I don't know that I've ever heard this song in church. you know, I grew up going to church. We didn't have as probably as good music as you did in East Tennessee. Is this a song you heard in church? Because it's
no, there were other Vince Gill songs I heard in church is what I was getting at. He had gospel records. I don't think I ever heard this in church other than at a...
That's what I think is so interesting, though, is that it played on secular stations.
Right.
Oftentimes, if it's too gospel for country, it will get on the gospel channel. But this was a kind of a gospel song that you heard on the country stations. And I think Vince Gill, Alan Jackson also, there's a bunch of them.
Alison Krauss.
Yeah, that really were able to pull in that gospel successfully in a way that I think still allowed them to be country but gospel.
Yeah, I mean, country music radio's never shied away from Christianity. But the style of music, which is more what you're referencing, you got to be top of the top to cross over with the gospel style.
Right. And that's something I think we take for granted. I mean, everybody sort of says, I grew up playing in church. But it is really fascinating how many artists, especially country artists, grew up playing in church. I mean, I grew up playing drums, and I wasn't very good, but I played in church.
Yeah, country artists, R&B artists, pop singers. I mean, I think that's a big part of the American tradition, not just country music. I think it's because music is such an integral part of worshiping and community.
All right, here is Go Rest High on That Mountain by Vince Gill.
Love. All right. Well, next up, we're going to hear from Vince Gill, Colter Wall, and Flatland Cavalry, and also some songs about the Smoky Mountains. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
Christmas lights in the middle of June, all hung up like I was on you. I say, hey, hey, baby, do you wanna come over? You say no way, then you're moving closer. Next thing I know, you were in my t-shirt, right there. Your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Oh, oh, so high, still got it up in my head. You're moving around in the TV light. My floor, the way you wore my t-shirt. Yeah, you look good in my t-shirt, girl. Oh yeah. We'll be walking up the stairs with the neighbors saying keep it down, but it's hard to unlock the door when you're making out. You know what I'm saying? You'd be saying that we gotta quit doing this. So why are you leaning in for one more kiss? And pretty soon you're sliding off. What you got on? It's slipping into my t-shirt. Right there, your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Oh, oh, so high, still got it up in my head. You were moving around in the TV light. I ain't ever seen anything like your dress, my floor.
Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap.
that they were laying here. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying, if you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire, walk right through it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Woo.
Wisconsin's Country Legends, St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time, yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Oh, I got the Tucson too late.
St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
Song, song of the South, sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind, there ain't nobody looking back again. Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Sing it. Song, song of the South, sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind, there ain't nobody looking back again. Well, somebody told us Wall Street fell, but we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall, but Mr. Roosevelt are gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with the TVA. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it. Song, song of the South, sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth.
Crowded bar, some guy lights a cheap cigar. Bartender yells at him, so he walks out and you walk in. Right through that cloud of smoke, catcalls and dirty jokes. Scan the room a couple times, find a seat right next to mine. Lonely eyes, will it sure looks like you just might. For something, whoa. Look at me, and I think you'll see those lonely eyes. Don't have to be alone tonight. They analyze your glass of wine, roll away a pickup line. Now and then they check your phone, catch mine and let them go. From the little bit I've seen, they're the perfect shade of green. Next time they come my way, heaven help me make them stay. Lonely eyes, well it sure looks like you just might be looking for something, for something. Yeah. for something, for something.
Is the brand new St. Croix Country on 95.7 FM.
A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18 wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home in 80 acres, faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land, as he lay his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's a story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
We've been doing this since 1997. And we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country 95.7 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking about mountain songs and country music. All right, Drew, do you want to do Rocky Top next? I know you've been waiting for Rocky Top.
You know, I feel like I've been waiting on Rocky Top my whole life because we play it when we score touchdowns at the University of Tennessee. So I'm constantly wanting it to be played for that reason in celebration. I would say, and obviously I'm biased, but I think that this is objectively true. This is the best and most famous fight song in college football. Every single college and university in America that I know of has a fight song that is their own. I went to a D3 football school, and we had a fight song. Everybody's got a fight song.
I went to Bible college. We had a fight song.
I don't know any other school's fight songs. I didn't even go to the University of Tennessee, and I know there's fight song. Well, okay, well, you grew up, you're a fan. Did you know it was the University of Tennessee's fight song? Rocky Top?
No, absolutely not.
You did not know that? Well, no, you're lying. You're lying through your teeth.
I know it because the people from Tennessee told me it was, but like...
But who else is doing that?
Yeah.
You know the song.
I, of course, know
You've
the song.
You've seen Peyton Manning leading the band on ESPN. Every time they show Peyton Manning, they call back to that.
Yeah. Growing up, I didn't know it was the fight song. But as soon as I knew that Rocky Top was a song, I knew that it was the fight song.
Right. You're saying that didn't happen when you were like 10. It happened when you were, what, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's funny. It's a fight song, and it's about to make me fight you. So maybe we should just play it.
Yeah, and I had to look up who actually made Rocky Top famous. So many different artists have covered Rocky Top. So which one sticks out to you the most?
Well, the Lynn Anderson version is the one that got made popular where I grew up and was the one I would hear, you know, on the radio before the game. I don't know if she was the first lady to record it, but I know the Osborne Brothers wrote it, but Lynn Anderson is the famous one.
All right, so we will play Rocky Top as performed by Lynn Anderson.
Half bear, the other half cat. Greatest lyric in the history of fight songs.
Wish that I was on a rocky top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on a rocky top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a man on a rocky top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, and I still dream about that. Rocky Top, you'd always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Once two strangers climbed on Rocky Top looking for a moonshine still. Strangers ain't come down from Rocky Top, I reckon they never will. Rocky by far. That's why all the folks on Rocky Top get their corn from a jar. Rocky Top, you'd always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Rocky Top, you'll always be
All right. Well, we have been covering a lot of traditional songs on this show, or traditional artists, I should say. The next one is a song that I really love, Coulter Wall. I'm a huge fan of Coulter Wall. Part of the reason why I love Coulter Wall so much is because he's from Canada. And, you know, shout out to Canadian country, because frankly, there's a ton of really great Canadian country artists that are out right now with a real throwback sound, Coulter Wall being one of them. But he's from Saskatchewan, which I found out how to pronounce Saskatchewan driving through the middle of Canada for 100 hours in a row and listening to the radio. And I grew up in the Northern Plains in South Dakota. And so I always felt, you know, Texas has a strong repping in country music, but not a lot of Northern Plains songs in country. And I've always felt like that was missing. Coulter Wall's from Canada, but where he's from and where I'm from look very similar. And I think that a lot of his songs, they're a little bit of the more old cowboy song, but it's a little bit more ranching cowboy, Montana, Great Plains. I know he's done some collaboration with Tyler Childers on Appalachian songs, but I just love his music. Is Coulter Wall somebody that you listen to?
Yeah, the first album I think that he put out, the first one I heard of was Imaginary Appalachia. Honestly, that's my favorite song of his. Probably not a coincidence with what he was going for there in terms of style, singing songs in the style of where I'm from. That voice is undeniable. Canada, Saskatchewan, Namibia, it don't matter. If you've got that deep of a voice, but that smooth, you can sing country music.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. All right, the next song we're going to play is Rocky Mountain Rangers by Coulter Wall.
Outfit was I for the Scarlet Bounty, Stanley to town, he's drunkard down and out, he's high low. Boys that I once called family mounted high in the year of 85. Major Stewart went down and he left his couch back in Fort McLeod when the news circled round that the Métis had enough and there's rustlers on the prowl and it's in a boy and needs his boys to straighten her out. Rocky Mountain Rangers riding o'er the plains serve all the western cavalry there. Any stranger, Rocky Mountain Rangers, well equipped for danger, mounted high in the year 85. One evening's patrol on Cypress Hills. Drank up our fill and the hour was still when a Winchester shot like the ringing of a bell. Some boys at Gable Dumont's are shooting us to hell. So raise up your six gun lest we be undone.